My Life Today, February 3, for the perfecting of the saints, give to the Holy Spirit. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All these gifts are to be an exercise. Every faithful worker will minister for the perfecting of the saints. There is something for everyone to do. Every soul that believes the truth is to stand in his lot and place, saying, "Here am I, send me." Give each one something to do for others. Help all to see that as receivers of the grace of Christ, they are under obligation to work for him. And let all be taught how to work. Especially should those who are newly come to the faith be educated to become laborers together with God. If set to work, the despondent will soon forget their despondency. The weak will become strong, the ignorant intelligent, and all will be prepared to present the truth as it is in Jesus. They will find an unfailing helper in him who has promised to save all that come unto him. The influence of the Holy Spirit is needed that the work may be properly balanced and that it may move forward solidly in every line. The truth for this time embraces the whole gospel. Rightly presented, it will work in man the very changes that will make evident the power of God's grace upon the heart. It will do a complete work and develop a complete man. He, God, tells us to be perfect as he is, in the same manner. We are to be centers of light and blessing to our little circle, even as he is to the universe. We have nothing of ourselves, but the light of his love shines upon us, and we are to reflect its brightness. We may be perfect in our sphere, even as God is perfect in his.